The House and Other Stories by Amit Dasgupta. Narrated by Prashant Prakash. For my father's granddaughter. Opening quote by Friedrich von Hugel. The golden rule is to help those we love to escape from us. End quote. Mohua. Quote by Nietzsche. And those who were seen dancing were thought to be insane by those who could not hear the music. End quote. Quote by James Joyce. I cannot remember anything. I remember only ideas and sensations. End quote. 1. I've been told often enough that I was not a normal child. Ever since I can remember, I preferred to be by myself, shunning even the company of my parents. It might have had something to do with the fact that I was a cripple and blamed them for my useless leg. The Jesuit school where I studied tried to make all students feel like equals, but dragging my leg around made it difficult to play with children of my age, and I learned soon enough that I was different. And that children could be cruel and unkind. Over the years, I discovered my love for adventure and mystery novels. I would escape to the school reading room, where I spent long hours with some wonderful books from the library. It became a kind of refuge for me. There was a table in the far corner which I would occupy every morning and then hurry to during lunchtime and after school hours. Much later in the evening, after I had finished reading a book, I would talk to myself and become one of the characters or more as I limped back home. I would turn the plot over and over in my head, reveling in the magical world of mystery I had been drawn into. I first heard about Mahua from Shubhir Chatterjee, who used to teach us English literature in school. Shubhirda, as we called him, used to work as an editor with a reputed publishing house that paid him a good salary and provided him with a chauffeur-driven car, which, mind you, was considered quite a luxury in those days. One day, on the spur of the moment, he gave up his job and joined as the English language teacher in our school, which paid a pittance as salary. Naturally, everyone was taken aback, and his parents in particular were quite upset. Despite all efforts by them and his colleagues at work to make him withdraw his resignation letter, Shubhirda refused to do so. Calcutta is a city where it is difficult to keep secrets, and before long, word of his impetuous decision quickly spread. Rumor had it that he was trying to get out of an impending engagement to a girl who, he suspected, preferred the perquisites that came with his job over him. When he conveyed his decision, the girl was inconsolable, at least for a week. Her friends convinced her that it was providential that it had happened now than later because, they added conspiratorially, imagine if it had happened after you got married. Her parents broke off the engagement. They promptly issued an appropriately worded matrimonial advertisement seeking suitable and, emphasized in italics, sane applicants for their wheatish-complexioned, convent-educated, 27-year-old, 5 feet 3 inches tall daughter who had completed a bachelor's degree in history from Loreto College and had recently joined art, cooking and dance classes. From what we gathered, Shubhirda didn't appear particularly bothered that the engagement had been broken off, or that he had upset his parents, or that people were speaking ill of him. He was much younger than the other teachers, and his friendly, informal style made it easy to interact with him. Before long, he became quite a favorite with all of us. But he did come up with the most bizarre stories, especially the one about the beautiful Mahua, who, he said, had died over 100 years ago but continued to reside in her ancestral home on Moira Street. Naturally, none of us believed him, but it did send a bit of a shiver up our spine every time Shubhirda told us her story. When he saw us staring at him disbelievingly, he would say, matter-of-factly, that it was all quite true and that when we were older, we could...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?